will begin with hymn number 709. Which is exactly the one I was looking for, and I didn't even know this one existed, but it still was the one I was looking for.
Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. And blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. And then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? And the king will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. And the king will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Last fall, I spoke in First Presbyterian Church in a suburb of Minneapolis. And when I had finished, one of the women came to me and she said, "Oh, you've got to meet my oncologist, Bibi Mohammed." And she arranged so that I could meet Bibi Mohammed. And Bibi Mohammed said, "I have read your son's book, Three Cups of Tea. Would you consider coming to the Islamic Sunday School and speaking?" Well, I said yes, but I was a little nervous about going there. And she said, "Let me get you in contact with Rafia Omar. She's the head of the Sunday School." So Rafia Omar emailed me. We set up a date, and I found out about the Islamic Sunday School. Mainly the Twin Cities Pakistani community. I had no idea that there was that large of a community. And their Sunday school goes from 10 o'clock till 2 o'clock, partly Islamic studies, partly culture, and a marvelous potluck lunch. So I was in contact with Rafia Omar. And when I was there and was talking to the people, I said, I had no idea there were this many Pakistanis in the Twin Cities community. And she said, "We've been laying pretty low since 9/11. She said, "We never know when we go out how we're going to be received." Well, she told me a story, and I've been in Maren's class on storytelling, and she said use first person whenever you can, so I'm going to attempt first person, but after Arnold was at Matins this morning, I'm a little nervous about it. This'll help. Assalamu alaikum. My mother-in-law gave me the book, Three Cups of Tea. She wanted to know, me to know what an American was doing in Pakistan. I read the book, and then I heard that Greg Mortensen was coming to the Twin Cities. I was excited about it, and he was going to be at Luther Seminary. Well, in the first place, I don't know St. Paul very well, and talk about being a stranger in a foreign land, Luther Seminary, but I wanted to hear Greg. And they said that the seats for the general public would begin opening on January 13th. I called rather early in the morning. There were no places left. I started to call every day, because I did want to meet the man who had written this book. Finally, one day, they said, "Yes, we have three places, one for you and for your two children." I don't know if they really did have a place open up or if they were getting so tired of me calling every day they found it for me. Well, we drove to Luther Seminary. I Googled it and found exactly how to get there. There were no parking places left by the time we got there. But there was a shuttle bus from another parking lot, and that's where we parked. It was a cold night. In fact, it was the coldest night in St. Paul for the whole winter. Well, we found the place to go in, and I felt so out of place. Everybody seemed to know someone. And people were greeting and hugging. And there I stood in line with my two children. And as I looked around, I really couldn't see that any other Muslims were there. And I really didn't see any other children. I felt very uncomfortable, really out of place, and I rather wished I would have stayed home. We did find a place to sit between two older couples, and I think they were both retired Lutheran pastors and their wives. We felt more and more uncomfortable. They had the beginnings. Greg was introduced, and when Greg came out, he said, "Assalamu alaikum." I answered him, but you know, I heard here and there in the auditorium other people answering "Alaikum salam," and I began to feel a little more comfortable. We loved his presentation probably more than most people, because this was our country. When it was over, we stood in the long line waiting to have our book signed. And when it came to be our turn, Greg took extra time to talk to my parents. All these people in line still waiting. I said, "Parents," I meant children. But he asked them about their school, where they went to school. I was glad I had come. Well, it was over, we went outside, and it was so cold. And we had to wait for the shuttle bus, and we were rather behind in the line. And there we stood, and my son was just shaking with the cold, and he said, "I am so cold." And then an older couple, a retired pastor and his wife, came and put their arms around my children. And then other people came and put their arms around me and my children, until there was this whole group of Christians hugging and keeping the three Muslims in a strange country warm. I wept. Let's have the next hymn, 360. Instead of saying, "Hear our prayer," we say, "You hear our prayer." We're not asking, we're affirming. And I'd like it if you would do that tonight. Let us pray. When our song says peace and the world says war, gracious God, help us to sing despite the word. Gracious God,
you hear our prayer.
When our song says free and the world says bound, help us to sing despite the world, gracious God.
You hear our prayer.
When our song says home and the world says lost, help us to sing despite the world, gracious God.
You hear our prayer.
And I'd like to end in Swahili, Kwaheri Nenda Salama. With joy, go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.